Hello, this is Alberto Grignolo. I am Deputy Editor of DIA Global Forum, and I'm here at the DIA 2015 Annual Meeting in Washington, D.C. with Christine Pierre, who is President of the Society for Clinical Research Sites. And importantly for this conversation, Christine is co-chair of Track 3 at the annual meeting, Innovative Partnering Models and Outsourcing Strategies. Christine, welcome.
Thank you so much, Alberto.
And thank you for speaking with DIA Global Forum. A few questions around the partnering models and outsourcing strategies from your perspective as a track co-chair. It's all about the bottom line, isn't it? I'd like to know, what are the current and emerging trends in identifying and measuring return on investment on outsourcing and partnering activities?
So you are right. It's all about the bottom line. And as we reviewed so many applications from so many really professional and experienced speakers who wanted to speak at this year's annual meeting, it was really hard because oftentimes they want to talk about the bottom line as kind of the punchline for why they want to be accepted as one of their abstracts. But we took a much broader look at it. We looked at the bottom line as one element, but the collaboration and the relationships and the partnerships to deliver quality was really paramount as we selected speakers for this particular track. And representing sites, it was really important that this track also included the site's perspective, because so often all of these vendors are selected by the sponsors and the CROs, which impacts their bottom line. But the ability for the site to interface with all of these vendors and outsource organizations also affects the sponsors and CROs' bottom line. So what do we mean by that? In any clinical trial, we'll have 7 to 11 vendors that the sites have to work with. So we need to explain to the sponsors and CROs, your bottom line is going to be affected by how that relationship with these various outsourced organizations interface with the sites. So it really is a collaborative activity. And the sponsor and CRO's bottom line can be misconstrued when the site impacts that through their relationship or inefficiencies that are gleaned through these various vendors. Does that make sense, Alberto?
It does, and I am curious about what have the sessions at the annual meeting around this topic surfaced in terms of the issues and some of the challenges that sites face. What are the pain points and how are they addressed?
So it's a great, great question. And interestingly, the topics that were represented this year at the annual DIA meeting really focused on organizations providing solutions to all of us that are having pain points, whether it's on the delivery of the compound or the management of supplies or the data management or just relationships. We have so many initiatives going on in the industry right now, whether it's through Transcelerate or Citi or Acro or all of the other entities that are all here at this year's annual meeting, all speaking about their initiatives and their partnerships and relationships. And all of those topics, all of those stakeholders are represented, talking about everything from GCP training to investigator portals to translation of materials. The topics are as varied as the number of thousands of exhibitors as we have here this year at the annual meeting, and just the thousands of speakers all sharing their perspective on how they're going to help address the problems that we have, because we have no shortage of opportunities to improve the process and the deliverables of how we conduct clinical research.
The outsourcing of clinical research is about 3.5 decades old. And as an astute observer and participant in this enterprise, Christine, what do you see as the current state relative to, say, 10 or 20 years ago, and what might be expected in the next 10 years in the outsourcing space and partnering concepts area?
So that's a broad spread of time we'll talk about. When we look back to when I got involved almost 30 years ago, outsourcing was really quite small, a part of our entire operational activity, right? The CROs owned it and did most all of it. And then for whatever reasons, the outsourcing became very in vogue. But the next generation was, you outsource to a variety of companies for one specific need. So if you needed investigational product transport, you had one vendor. If you wanted one EDC system, you had one vendor. One monitoring service. Now what you see, and I spent the day yesterday walking around the exhibit floor, talking to a lot of our exhibitors and thanking them for being here and really learning what they do to affirm what I believed, which is the end part of your question, now it's integration of services. You see very few single service providers because now what everybody's realized, I believe, is if I can provide, say, an investigator portal, well, I can now also provide not only site identification, but I can also provide payments. I can also help with the regulatory. And if I'm doing that, well, I might as well add translation to my wheelhouse because now I can translate all the informed consents. Well, if I have all the addresses, you know what? I can go and buy another, and you see them. You see all of these acquisitions occurring right now. I don't know if you're seeing it from your vantage point, but we see a lot of acquisitions going on currently. And so where are we going to go in the future? It's going to depend upon how easily all these organizations can integrate their various businesses into one business unit. Because now you have one entity that has gone out in the last 12, 18 months, bought four different companies, and now they're trying to merge them all together. So that's where the details are really having to be worked out, right?
In your observation, is there movement of these vendors from being one-stop shops, from being niche providers to being one-stop shops?
Absolutely.
Integrating services and offering integrated services.
Absolutely. We see it, and it's amazing. Ran into one young man who started a company building a database, and he said, here his idea was to build an investigator database so he could be that one-stop shop to pharma and CROs and say, here are a list of sites, here are their various aspects and pieces of information that you may want to know about them. He now shared with me yesterday, he's now been bought by a healthcare management system. So our purchasers are also not necessarily all the same cast of characters. So I think that the bigger healthcare system is now realizing clinical research is one component of healthcare delivery. And so I think we're going to continue to see insurance companies and bigger IT organizations become very interested in our industry. So we see that. We see it at the DIA exhibit hall, that we have unusual vendors and exhibitors here. So it is not the same cast of characters. Even speaking, futurists talking to us about what does healthcare look like? What is the government doing with the 21st century cure? How is this going to impact our industry? And so for our track, you can see I'm pretty passionate because it's all of these initiatives coming together and all of these partnerships that are going to come together that are going to help us get the compounds, drugs, devices, biologics to the patients waiting far too long.
Partnerships are frequently or often or always underpinned by written agreements. Have you observed in the broad ecosystem inconsistencies in partnership agreements? And if you could wave a magic wand and resolve just one of these inconsistencies, which one would it be and why?
Well, speaking on behalf of SCRS, which is the sites, we really don't enter into these contracts with all of these vendors. Industry selects them and they create those relationships with those individuals. What I would encourage them to do is to put a component in there that brings the site's voice to the table. Maybe it would help them make the right purchase, or maybe it would give them information about how that relationship worked the last time with the site, so the sponsor or CRO could better write those contracts to hedge the bets against what the site said, oh, this is how it worked or didn't work last time. That would be information that these organizations could have to better position themselves for success the next go around. So what we see on the site side, inconsistencies, I don't know if it's contractual, but we see varied deliverables by the same vendor when they work with different sponsors and CROs. So we have a vantage point that perhaps the sponsors and CROs don't have because they only see it coming in one myopic direction. But we work with those vendors across multiple studies, multiple sponsors and CROs, and we see how they perform differently. So I presume, Alberto, it's back to your point. what's written into those contracts that we're not privy to, but what you've said at your organization is an expectation of deliverables. And so I think that's an underutilized opportunity to partner with us to let us tell you, what do the sites think of these vendors? And because ultimately, we don't want to put anyone out of business, quite the opposite. We just want to enhance the entire operational system so it works the best.
Is there room, do you think, given that there are inconsistencies, for thinking about a standard template or templates for agreements that everybody could agree on? And of course, we would both smile as we consider that. But what are your thoughts? Is that even possible or conceivable?
I hesitate because I think in my magic wand that you give me to swing, that's a great idea because it would save a lot of time and money, and we could pour that time and money into new discoveries and again, speeding our deliverables to our patients, which we're ultimately accountable to. However, I think looking at the various sponsors and CROs that have beautiful booths down on our exhibit floor, the likelihood that they would all agree to one contract with one vendor, well, if that's the case, then I would like you to work with us in creating one contract for sites. So I'm going to pass on that one. But no, I don't think that's, I think it's utopia, but I don't think it's business in America. I don't think it's the way we work. I certainly hope per company they have one contract. And if you could execute that consistently, that would be a bonus. But from one CRO to the next, probably not.
Christine, thank you very much for speaking with Global Forum, and enjoy the rest of the annual meeting.
Thank you so much, Alberto, and to everybody at DIA for including the site's voice. Really important. Thank you so much.
Pleasure to be with you. Thank you.